Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show, 623. Brock Unter.
Good morning.
Oh, oh, oh. I don't know if that's French or what. Anyway, let's take a quick look at your forecast before we get to your sports today. We do have a chance for rain and some thunder, mainly in the afternoon. A high of 62. Ooh, that's nice.
62 today?
Yeah, 62 today, yeah. Tonight, there is some more rain and thunderstorms, and the temps are staying in the 60s until morning, and then it'll fall down to the 40s. Tomorrow, chance for some rain, then sunny late, high of near 60, and then falling into the 30s. So we're kind of all over the place, but a nice warm spring day. First day of spring. How about that?
There you go, man.
Suck on that, winter. What?
Suck on it. You should go bass fishing, man. The bass love thunder, and they love rain, and they love 62 degrees.
I was out the other day to no avail. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. So
it was too cold the other day.
Yeah, it was. It was cold. Maybe I should go out today for a little bit. So that's the good thing is luckily fishing, I can keep my social distancing and still do my fun stuff.
Absolutely. So
we'll have to see.
Yeah, and you and Kiki wouldn't be up all over each other either.
That's true. And if I take her with me, she is going to drown me in the lake, so I'm not taking her with me.
Is he screaming at a fish? Is he yelling at a fish? Is that what?
He's so angry at the fish. It's insane.
It's about damn time, fish.
You damn fish. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're out fishing on the first day of spring, if you want to.
There you go, man. You go. Looking through, I got the score pulled up here. So finally, last night, I figured out, oh, yeah, I've got an extra laptop. I'm going to hook that up. So I got some stuff in front of me now. It's kind of nice. First story, though, and this is what we're going to talk about this morning. And for you Chicago fans out there, Skip, listen up. I'm going to read this here. So the Jacksonville Jaguars trading quarterback Nick Foles to the Chicago Bears in exchange for a compensatory fourth-round selection. Foles has already agreed to a restructured contract. He still has $21 million in guarantees remaining, but he now has the ability to void the deal following the 2020 and 2021 campaign. After spending 2 years with the Eagles, which included capturing a Super Bowl MVP, if you guys forgot about that, the veteran passer signed a lucrative four-year contract worth $88 million with Jacksonville. However, the deal never panned out as Foles missed the majority of last season with a broken clavicle. 31-year-old is due $15.13 million in 2020, and his $5 million roster bonus becomes fully guaranteed this Friday. The Jaguars will also inherit $18.75 million in dead money. Dead money. Oh, somebody died? What? I don't know what that money is. It's money out there, I could assume. Chicago, acquiring Foles, man. The other day, we were kind of ripping on Chicago a little bit. Like, man, you guys tend to make some really rough decisions sometimes on acquiring players that you think are going to be fantastic to end up just being, ugh, blah. And I'm not talking about their outside linebacker there. That was actually a fantastic pickup.
So, yeah, the Bears like to shoot themselves in the foot. It's kind of crazy. And then the other day, I laughed my ass off when I saw the news that the Bears got Jimmy Graham. Old Stonehand Jimmy Graham. I love him. No, I don't. He drove me nuts these last couple seasons. But it's like, what are you doing picking up a guy who's already a old vet in the league, who has not been competing at the same level he should be? You pick him up. What are you doing? But this is actually a pretty smart move in my mind for the Bears. Getting a guy with a lot of experience, a guy who knows how to win. Here's
what it is. Foles fits into the Bears program like he fit into the Philadelphia Eagle program. I mean, when the Eagles got rid of him after a Super Bowl MVP, dude, I was pulling my hair out thinking, what are you guys doing? And you're going to go with Wentz? Look how that worked out for you.
Yeah.
Look how that worked out for you.
Yep.
You know, so Foles just coming off of a Super Bowl MVP, the MVP of the Super Bowl, Brock.
Yep.
Gets traded away, breaks his clavicle, which is kind of unfortunate. But now, man, the Bears kind of licking at the chops, thinking, you know what? Hey, Super Bowl MVP coming to Chicago. Let's go.
Yeah, they haven't had that, what, since 86?
Yeah. Well, 85.
Is it 85? Is it 85? 85. Yeah. See, I don't remember what it was.
Are you starting to get a little nervous? I'm not. Stonehand Jimmy Graham. You know what?
I'm not getting
nervous. Dude, maybe it was just done being in Green Bay? What, I mean, is he going to upset you
done
a little
getting,
bit more in Chicago?
Done getting passes from Aaron Rodgers. No, he sucks. And I'm so happy that the Bears now will have to deal with the frustration of that big, slow, lumbering, stone-hand idiot. You know, they're going to be just as mad when he drops pass after pass from Foles. Or if he does catch it, he goes, what do I do now? That's what he does. He's a big, dumb idiot.
Technically, though, he wasn't getting them from a Super Bowl MVP. Oh, no, did Rodgers get MVP that year?
He did get MVP that year.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah, moron. You idiot. Nice try. All right. Well, big news from the Bears camp. We'll talk more about that next hour and explore more on what is coming up in your sports world. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock.